After all the rush and the bustle of Christmas, I thought it might be quite nice to do something quiet today. And if you've eaten too much and want to go off to sleep, well, that's fine, but don't snore. And what we're going to do is have some readings and there's some meditations, and Charles is going to provide us with some music in between. So sit back and relax, and we'll begin with the music.
Verses 18 to 25. Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Mm-hmm. They were only parents. A man and a woman making their way along the path of custom and command, doing what must be done without complaint, planning for family, paying taxes, seeking safety. Women had given birth before, nothing new in this. And many men's feet would walk the waiting rooms of worlds to come to hear the cry of life. Yet, here is more than merely man and woman. Converging in their breasts are stories handed down from age to age, making, molding, marking them with names indelible. Abraham is there, and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, Ruth and Boaz, Hosea leading Gomer, Jacob comes with Rachel, Adam too with Eve. Righteousness is there, laws of right and wrong, which reach beyond the place and time. Ancient Torah, with its questions asked and answers heard but scarcely understood. Gathered there within those little lives are wars and words of old, creation and election, covenants and falling and forgiveness, all intermingled in one pounding pulse, a tear, a cry, emerging life with history at its heart.
Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
He was only a baby. A wrinkle-red, squint-eyed, undifferentiated newborn child. Even as we speak, it's happening. In hospital or home or hut, with every word. A child is born, they say. So? A child has always been born to take the place of those who die and do their little strut upon the stage of life before they too fade away. Quietly, the child's asleep from effort of being born. And gazing on the form, we see a multitude of ways his life may take. And who can prophesy the possibilities? A teacher here, perhaps, with wisdom sorely needed in a world of empty words. A healer for people's hurts, to soothe us back to health, when we are caught in barbs and snares that block our path? Or may he be a leader to champion our cause and bring again rejoicing to the land of shattered dreams? Or wild-eyed live revolutionary? What skills of science or of art be locked within that little cask to break upon the earth in centuries to come? What songs may he yet sing? What mysteries unmask? And what may we yet do to him, battered and unwanted child, bruised beyond belief, and grief a tearing from his eyes?
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news, which will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told.
They were only shepherds, humble folk and poor, uncompiled statistics in a census not worth taking. Illiterate men, knowing the lore of weather and of sheep, but ignorant of mathematics, physics, literature or art. Unsophisticated men, we'd say, whose days are spent in mindless repetition of things done before. And yet, shepherd-shared thoughts grow in their minds, putting forth buds of truth till now unformed. They have seen weather worlds rolling round the hills, aeons of experience in a moment. And sunrise, sunset, never twice the same, purpling the world with glory. They have piped to the winds melodies to melt the soul and make a symphony seem tuneless. Physicians to a birthing ewe, they've wept and laughed and manufactured medicines, wondered at the miracle of life and death, and with a poet's eye peered into mysteries beyond the reach of those unschooled in such. And learning thus, their ears are tuned to hear the angel song from quiet winter skies and realize the time is near.
The contemporary reading is Now What by Thomas Schumann. Now what will you do with those gifts? Now what will you do with that love God has given to you to share with those you don't like? Now what will you do with that hope God put under the tree? Can you pass it on to a despairing neighbor? Now what will you do with that joy you didn't expect? Hoard it all for yourself or hand it to a grieving widow? Now what will you do with that grace God stuck in your stocking? Leave it there or find a stranger who needs it? Now what will you do with all that forgiveness God has given you in the babe? Throw it out with the wrapping paper or offer it to the one who has hurt you so much? Now that Christmas is over, what will you do? For the word in Scripture, for the word among us, for the word within us, we give thanks.
As we sing the next hymn, there's a couple of things I'd like you to note, and that is in the first verse, and we repeat the chorus, so there's four verses and five choruses. We should be out by lunchtime. But in the first verse, when the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone. At the moment, we're living between those two lines. The shepherd's gone, and the sheep. The kings are coming. They're on the steps there. And if you want to know more about them, you'll have to come next Sunday, and Ken will tell you about it. We began with a hymn that finished, "Tell us what your name is, be our hope again. Tell us who you are." In this carol, the words are, "If you follow and love, you'll learn the mystery of what you were meant to do and be." Let's sing.